Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 255. Sometimes you gotta compromise.
Yeah!
Podcast. I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another episode of our weekly podcast. Did you have a good week?
Did you have a good morning, afternoon, or evening?
Or good night?
Or several?
You know, several's good. You know, a week full of awesome is, you know, pretty awesome. I mean, it would have been awesome, for instance, if our week had been filled with Comic-Con, but it was not.
Why do you have to remind me?
Because it hurts me in my soul. Just, you know.
And it hurts me in...
It hurts me in my soul pancake. But there's always...
Wait, your soul's a pancake?
Yeah.
So your soul's flat?
It's fluffy. It's buttermilky. And
that's still relatively flat.
But it's delicious.
My soul's a sphere. So it's like circular.
That's great that your soul is spherical. It's spherical in nature.
It's full.
My soul...
It's bountiful and full like the earth.
Okay, so that's awesome for you. My soul, however, is like a pancake. It's buttermilk.
Your soul is like the way Christopher Columbus thought the world was. Flat. And me, I'm a circle.
That's good that you're...
You know, I'm all encompassing.
We're both circles. Yours just seems to be 3D.
I'm a 3D
and
circle.
And I don't like 3D.
You're a 2D circle.
Correct. That's covered in butter and syrup and sweet and awesome that people like to devour. As opposed to destroy, like, the earth.
You know what? Shut the fuck up.
You're the one who brought this up.
People need to stop destroying the earth because you're hurting my soul.
Meanwhile,
recycle and compost, you horrible bitches.
This has been a PSA from the Electric Sisterhood. Okay.
Love your planet.
If you say the Captain Planet thing, I will stop this podcast.
Earth!
Stop it. I will. I will come over.
Wind, water, heart, go, planet. With your powers combined, I am Pandalicious.
Will you stop it? Because I'm about to come over there and knock the bejesus out
of you. Do think... I heard that they were talking about possibly doing a Captain Planet.
Yeah, I know. If they reboot it,
Do you know how many big names? Like, I wonder who Captain Planet would be.
Ryan Reynolds?
I hope not.
Well, think about it. Captain Planet was kind of like, you know, lanky looking, really. He was like big buff.
Lanky motherfucker.
He was, you know, kind of lanky.
But Ryan Reynolds isn't lanky anymore.
But Ryan Reynolds already has the hair.
He just had the... Oh. No.
Yes.
No. It's going to be Christopher Pine. That Chris Klein guy. From the that train movie.
It won't be Chris Klein.
Yeah, it'll be him.
It can't be him.
Why not?
He's too, you know... Sappy.
What do you mean he's too sappy?
He's Christopher Klein is like.
Or is it Pine? Is it Klein or Pine?
Klein.
Yeah, the guy from the Star Trek movie.
No.
He has the hair too.
That's Christopher Pike.
Is it Pike? No, that's the author. Christopher Pike was a bad teenage horror
book. I'm getting so confused right now.
Christopher Pike did horror books, like R.L. Stein, only a little bit scarier. You had like 15 of them, and they had horrible pictures on them that gave me nightmares.
Sure, why not? But here's the thing. Chris Klein is the guy who was the sweet boyfriend in the American Pie movies.
Then who's the guy from the Unstoppable and the Star Trek guy? From the new Star Trek movie, not Zachary Quinto. The other one.
Yeah,
the Kirk guy.
His last name was Pike.
No! I think it's Pine!
Oh my god.
Like the tree!
I gotta look this up, so we're gonna have to take a break because this is really gonna get on my last nerves.
I swear to god.
I don't know. Where's
and Zachary Quinto should just be in my room.
Zachary Quinto should be in my room. First.
No, we should have a half dollar and we should flip every
should
night where he should be.
Custody.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll feed him life pellets.
Anyway, lots of great stuff coming up. Life pellets. You're just messed up.
Pellets that sustain his life.
Not even right. That just sounds wrong.
But it's so right.
But it's wrong. All right, so anyway.
Life pellets for all.
Stop it. You're not giving him life pellets. Oh, my God. That is just not right.
I wonder if he's nocturnal.
Yeah, his name is Chris Pine.
See? Oh,
I thought it was
booyah.
Pike.
Who was right?
You were right.
That's right.
You were right.
My time has come.
Yeah, you got one right. Gold star for Panda.
Yes. I only need 15 more for my DVD player.
15 more and you can claim your DVD player.
Woohoo! Or I can wait for 25 more after that and get a Blu-ray player.
Ooh, you gotta have a plan. So anyway, lots of interesting stuff coming out of San Diego Comic-Con. I mean, obviously, if you saw the Harry Potter movie last weekend, you saw the teaser trailer for The Dark Knight Rises, which looked amazing. But this week, all kinds of stuff just floated out of Comic-Con. We had the amazing Spider-Man movie with the kid that played
the hot guy in the network, the social network.
The money guy.
Yeah, the hot one.
Here's the thing. Like, depending upon, you know, where I sit.
Don't get me wrong. I think Jesse Eisenberg
is
totally...
This is what I'm saying. So
he's cute, too.
You can't just say he's not hot.
But the metrosexual hot one. Because he wore the business suits and did all...
So isn't that Justin Timberlake?
No. He was the Napster hottie.
See, you can't just...
Yes, you can.
You can't just keep throwing adjectives in front of hottie. Because then the movie's just full of hotties. And now
not necessarily
just...
true. Because then there's... There was the little scrawny guy who was with the hot twins. He was not hot. So he was the not hot hottie guy.
See, you're just being confusing. You have to go, the guy that wasn't Zuckerberg and the guy that wasn't Justin Timberlake, the black-haired dude.
What was his name in that?
I don't know, but he was
hot. He was the one who wrote the code on the window. It was
yes.
his code.
Anyway, it was
the hot
algorithm.
One.
All right, anyway.
The hot algorithm hottie guy.
He is actually going to be playing Peter Parker in the reboot for the Amazing Spider-Man movie. And the...
No, wait. Which Spider-Man is he? Is he the one that didn't get bit and doesn't generate the webby thing? And
no,
he just
Amazing made... did get bitten.
All right. So he's the one who had the mutation. Because I thought there was one that didn't...
Correct.
Or there's several different...
There's a couple.
That actually were not mutants.
Correct. And, right. You know, if you played Shadow...
Dimensions,
you actually got to play some of the other alternate Spider-Man that, you know, came to be Spider-Man and for different reasons, not because they were bitten by
the
radioactive
spider. Why are there any black girl superheroes?
There are, they're just not a lot.
I mean...
But I feel like we need to hurry up and create, like, a badass one so that Aisha Tyler has another movie to be in.
They should make Archer live action.
I don't know how I would deal with Archer being live action, actually. Think about it all the way through. Okay, there are just some things. Like, really, really do you want to see? So, for instance, all right, if you're going to cast this, obviously, you want the majority of the existing
cast
to play
be their characters, right.
Okay, the guy who voices Archer... Looks absolutely nothing
like Archer.
Like Archer.
Okay.
Okay. So, when you think about some of the things that Archer does, specifically with the ladies, you know how there's just some visuals you just don't want in your head?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was probably going to be one of the visuals that you wouldn't want in your head.
I would totally like to see Chris Parnell just bang bitches because he's got a sex problem. I think that'd be funny.
Okay.
That'd be funny to watch.
That would be funny to watch. Chris Parnell is not my hang-up here. Okay, Parnell is not the issue, okay?
Come on, Aisha Tyler, who wouldn't want to see that?
Again.
Judy Greer, funny as hell. I've always liked her.
Yep,
Jessica Walters, also, come on.
Yes.
Funny.
Right.
I mean, now, so far, I'm not having any problems
right,
with the lineup.
Right.
So who's your hang-up?
Let's break this down, okay? So here's the guy that voices Archer.
Okay.
Okay? All right?
Yeah.
So let's take a step back.
He
all
looks
right?
so much
okay.
older.
All right? You know, Judy Greer. Okay, we're good.
Yeah. I could see her being...
Right. Right. Okay.
Cheryl.
You know, we're good.
Oh my god,
okay.
Who voices the HR lady?
That's Pam, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that they have a picture of her.
Because I have a strange feeling she's not fat.
I don't believe that she is.
And she'd have to be fat, because Pam is fat.
Stop it.
Like, show me on the dolphin where they touched you. We're role playing.
Yeah.
It's for sexual harassment. Hello. I fucking love Archer.
You are so funny.
Why am I not a comedian yet?
You know, I love Rene Auberjonois, but, you know, he does the... Okay, so, you know, there are some things that you couldn't do, and you can't have anybody else voice.
No, they'd have to voice, yeah.
So, Archer...
Then why don't they do not a live action, then, but then just do an animated movie?
Right, see, that's where I was trying to get to. Like, they should make a feature-length Archer movie. That would be fucking sweet.
Oh, my God.
Okay, because there's just some things that, you know, you can't... that are animated or that are, you know, mostly voice acted that you tune into.
Yeah.
You know, because the characters themselves in Archer, I don't think would be as funny if they had other people than this group
doing
voicing them.
Yeah.
You know, they're really what carry the characters through. They really are the perfect matches for what the characters are supposed to be as far as the voice acting and their delivery. And it doesn't hurt that the majority of, you know, those people come from a comedy background and get it.
I mean, they get their comedic timing and get it.
Exactly. Half of those guys did voice work on Frisky Dingo, which, you know, just
I've never seen it.
Ah! All right. You should fix that, like, quickly.
Yeah, everyone tells me I need to watch that.
You know, but there's all kinds of great things.
I wonder how many of them are actually, like, comedic writers, too, before they did voices.
I'm sure that a lot of them are. I mean, Jeffrey Tambor's been in...
That dude is funny.
He's just funny as shit. But he's been in, you know, the business forever, as you know, Rene Auberjonois. I mean, he was freaking on Benson back in the day.
I remember Benson.
You know, and so he's done writing before and been on the circuit and things like that. And, you know, when you have great talent, you know, it just kind of flips through. So outside of that, obviously, the other, you know, things bubbling up, they had a bunch of cast meetings. You know me, I love panels. So they got the Family Guy panel together and talking about what they've got coming up. They got the Simpsons panel together and everyone was talking about different characters that we're doing and things like that. But you had a slip, although I can't find it on the internet anymore because I was desperately trying to save it for you guys. But somebody kind of sort of leaked out the trailer for the Avengers movie. Now, mind you, Captain America, the first Avenger, just opened this weekend.
Oh!
Okay, and at the end...
Somebody accidentally hit the play button when they meant to...
Somebody accidentally put the publish when they meant to put don't publish. But, yeah, at the end of the... I'm going to spoil it for you guys, but only kind of sort of a little bit.
See, it's not me.
Yeah, at the end of the movie, if you sit through the credits, there's a teaser that they throw up for the Avengers movie, because as you know, Iron Man and Avenger, we got that tease, the first Iron
Man
movie.
Yeah, we saw the shield in the thing, too.
Yeah, we heard S.H.I.E.L.D. get their name.
Yep.
And Nick Fury showed up.
So it's like,
Okay, in the second Iron Man movie, Nick Fury's all over the place. Two S.H.I.E.L.D. members are there.
We see the... Captain America's shield, actually, in
you
the room.
You do see the cast. You see some pieces.
You see some memorabilia.
You see some pieces of what could be a Captain America shield. Because it's... Dude, we know it is, but if you're uninitiated, you don't know.
No.
Because it's got the star in the middle, and it's kind of like, you know, all tattered. It's not put together. It doesn't have all the rings. It just has, you know, some red, some white, some blue.
Oh, come on!
But anybody who knows, who's in the know...
Anybody who's anybody.
Okay, immediately went, aha, it's Captain America's shield. Because, you know, Captain America and Iron Man
who
don't get along.
Who was Scarlett Johansson's character? What? Who is she? Because I thought she was a part of the... Is she a part of S.H.I.E.L.D. or is she an actual...
She's a part of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. Because I'm like...
I can't remember what her name is, but she's a part of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It'd be great if she had been, like, an Avenger. She got her own movie.
Because there's basically 10 Avengers.
Okay.
Okay, and you got to remember that Marvel Girl was one of the Avengers.
Right.
Right. So she's flying off in you know, the sky and all that kind of stuff. So
right.
We'll learn through it.
Right.
But anyway, so in the second Iron Man movie, at the end of it, you get Nick Fury again with, you know, sitting Tony Stark down at the table, and there are two files. One about him, you know, if he's actually, you know, an Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that's just about him and Nick Fury's like, yeah, I don't think you're really ready for that just yet, so we'll push this one aside and let's just talk about you. So you get the teaser of, hey, Avengers, like, it's getting even closer, it's getting even closer. And then Captain America, the first Avenger,
right,
pretty much seals the deal, because at the end there's a teaser that has a poster for the Avengers movie in 2012.
Mmm.
Okay. And actually it just says coming soon, but we all know it's 2012, right? All right.
Well, 2012 is soon.
Well, yeah. So what happened?
It's upon us.
What happened was everyone was kind of buzzing about it. You know, they were talking about it at Comic-Con. And then all of a sudden you turn around and whoops, it's on the internet. So if you're wondering what was in the trailer, you're going to have to keep wondering because you're not going to see it now. But basically, everyone was abuzz. What was really cool for me to see out of Comic-Con, which is mostly what I was focusing on or trying to focus on today, was that there are so many great comic book-based movies that are going to happen now that seem to have really the right cast and the right direction lead. Like, I love what Jon Favreau has done with the Iron Man series. I think he cast the absolute perfect person as Tony Stark. I'm not really looking forward to the second Sherlock Holmes movie, but they're making it, so it's an excuse to look at Jude Law. But, I mean, that's really about
it. Do you really need an excuse?
I mean, I don't need one, but I like
having one. But I like having one in case I have to defend myself.
Exactly. Like, oh, no. I love Sherlock Holmes, read you know, the novels and all that kind of stuff. I used to watch it on Masterpiece Theater. Sherlock Holmes is awesome. Yep.
I remember Masterpiece Theater.
I know. I still watch it.
It's Masterpiece Theater.
I still watch it on the PBS. PBS is good shit. You should be watching. Right.
You should be watching.
That is
a plug for Funimation. Don't say you should be.
But you should be watching PBS.
Okay. Yeah, don't be like, you should be watching. Because that's what Funimation does.
I know. And they shouldn't do that. PBS should have it.
You should be viewing PBS.
You should be viewing.
Viewing,
with the help
yes.
of viewers like you. You should be viewing. All right. So, anyway. I mean, when you think about it. We've got Avengers.
You're kind of pissed that, you know, the way that Favreau did the whole, what's that chick's name? Gwen Paltrow's character. Wasn't it like
Pepper Potts?
Yeah. Was all up in Iron Man's business when you know that
I wasn't pissed about it. And here's the reason why I wasn't pissed about it. I love Jon Favreau. I do. I've loved him since Swingers, okay? Absolutely. Just, you know, love him to death. Okay? But I don't buy Jon Favreau nailing Gwyneth Paltrow. And I think as a director, he didn't buy it either. And that's why he flipped it. Because think about it. Okay?
But her character does get with the driver, though, in the comic, right?
In the comic, yes. But he's also not a schlub in the comic.
Oh, so he's like smexy?
He's kind of smexy.
Is he like a Statham, like a Jason Statham smexy?
And yes. Kind of it.
Then why the fuck didn't they get Jason Statham?
Because Jon Favreau directed it. And
so that doesn't mean
Iron
you have
Man.
To be in the movie.
I know, but it means you get to be in the movie because you're the director.
Well, then you be somebody else and not the driver.
No,
you be like
his
extra.
Favorite character. So, you know, when you're directing and producing a thing, you get to cast who you want. And if
then
you
know
want,
what? You know what?
Okay, and so that's why it was rewritten. So I don't.
You know what? I'm going to redirect Labyrinth and I'm going to be baby Jennifer Connelly. Except I'm going to nail David Bowie. I'm like, fuck that baby.
Yeah, you can have Toby.
You can totally have him, and you can have this. Have this muffin top. Yeah, I said it. Amon, don't look.
Oh my god, you are so inappropriate.
And then she would kill me.
She would. She would actually kill you, but, you know, it would be worth it, though.
Yep.
When you think about
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah. David Bowie in David Bowie pants. All right, digressing. But, you know, we've got, I'm sure, another Iron Man movie on the horizon. I mean, because you got War Machine now.
Yep.
And I thought, you know, as a fill-in for Terrence Howard, I thought John Cheadle did a pretty decent job.
Terrence Howard evolves into John Cheadle.
Yes, that's the evolved form of Terrence Howard. It's Don Cheadle. And Don Cheadle, what would he evolve to? A Denzel Washington. And then Denzel.
But from what era of Washington would he evolve into?
Malcolm X. Yeah, Don Cheadle evolves into Malcolm X era Denzel Washington, and Malcolm X era Denzel Washington, his evolved form is Morgan Freeman.
Oh, see, I was going to go Sydney Poitier, but I guess that's more...
And the evolved form of Morgan Freeman is Sydney Poitier.
Okay.
Then that's the ultimate form.
That's the ultimate super mega happy form.
Yep.
Which can only
so
be achieved...
we laid it out for you.
And yes. That can only be achieved during daytime. You cannot evolve
just like
to
more,
that at
just
night.
Just like Morris Chestnut evolves into Blair Underwood.
Okay, I can kind of believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, we just had a moment there. But you got, obviously, another Iron Man on the horizon, because we've got War Machine now, you know, Hammer Industries, that guy is in jail, so he has, you know, beef.
Yep, he got beef.
He got beef. So, I mean...
I hope it was
later. You got another one of those on the horizon. We've got the Spider-Man movie. We've got the Avengers movie. You've got,
Do you think they'll make another Green Lantern movie?
It's done really well, so I can't see how they're not going to.
Okay.
Plus, you have to imagine that there's probably going to be a separate sequel to Captain America, because it's doing really well this weekend and was actually, you know, from everything I've read, I haven't had a chance to see it yet, really done well. And you've got to look at who your players are in the field. You know, the younger director set are the guys who grew up reading these things. Okay, you know, your Kevin Smith, your Jon Favreau's. You know, you've got Rodriguez and Tarantino, you know, now working directly with Frank Miller.
Frank Miller.
Okay, and while this Batman movie, Dark Knight Rises, is going to be the end of Chris Nolan's trilogy, you can't imagine that he's not going to move on to something else.
That's true.
Okay, then you've got another loop coming in on the sci-fi tip for the nerds with another J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie.
Oh. With more Zachary Quinto?
Plus Zachary Quinto.
Oh, there needs to be 85% more Zachary Quinto in this movie.
More Spock.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the entertainment horizon, I think it's very interesting how nerdy it's really
swinging. No, maybe they finally realize that the nerd, dork, geek niche might be something they might want to invest in.
I don't even think it's about knowing that that's a niche that you want to invest in, because I think if you're in business, you're already thinking of that, but you have to weigh it against your moms, dads, you know.
There's a lot of moms and dads who are nerds, who breed more nerds.
This is the thing. See, this is where I think the shift is happening, is that the set that was 20-something is now 30-something. Their producers, their directors, their, you know, grips and their, you know, script writers, screen writers, and now they're having a chance, because they're established in their career, to actually act on that thing that they had a passion for. And the set that's coming up now is the set that was heavy into video games, heavy into comic books, heavy into music and things like that. I mean, look at what's happened just with Adult Swim. Okay, do you remember what Adult Swim was a decade ago?
I remember when Adult Swim was initially Toonami, before, like, we need to do something about
this. So it transitioned from being a block of programming in
it
the
went
afternoon.
To a block of Dragon Ball Z to we need something more than Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, and so now you've got things like Children's Hospital, you've got, you know, that's where Frisky Dingo lived, and, you know, you home movies.
The Venture Brothers!
Venture Brothers, which, you know, they had a panel, and so that's exciting. you know, so that evolution, you know, because basically the block of kids who, you know, us, were watching Dragon Ball and Sailor Moon, grew up and needed something a little more with a little more meat in its bones. And so then you had Family Guy come back to life because it was part of the programming block there. So it got picked back up by Fox. You know, and then you look at the evolution, Boondocks going from being a comic to an animated series.
They need to make a full-length film of the...
Last of my nerdgasms from Comic-Con, and we'll move on to some other stuff.
Please tell me that they're actually talking about that.
They're not talking about a live-action Boondocks.
No, but an animated film!
I don't remember seeing anything about a Boondocks animated film.
They should do that!
I know.
Because those five voice actors need something to do.
But here's the thing. There is going to be a live-action Afro Samurai. Sam Jackson is involved. Comic-Con, it's some shit. We should have been there. I don't think so upset.
I need to start saving money again.
I need to get money again.
I need to get a job again to save up so I can have just enough to go and get fired and then go.
I need just enough
it's
money.
It's like, is there like a contract job for like 6 months? Just so I can save up money. You can fire me at the end of the contract.
Yeah, it's totally cool.
Because I need to be in San Diego anyway.
So.
Yeah,
there's that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Great. Lots of encouraging things coming out of SDCC.
I'm so encouraged.
If, you know, you're...
My encouragement is engorged right now. Like, it's swelling.
Nasty.
Yep, there's some visuals for you.
Ew.
Check it out.
But lots of good stuff. I mean, you know, I haven't been really happy with any of the Spider-Man movies since...
I did not have a problem with one. One was good. They could have left it at that. Two, I'm like,
One was okay.
Second one was... And three was like, okay.
Really?
Whose kid took the crayon and wrote all over the script?
Somebody wrote on the script, and we now we need to fix it. So there's that. Yeah. It was really kind of
I think downhill. I think,
so I'm looking forward to the reboot, for sure.
Reboot. That'd be something.
I know.
Why haven't they touched that?
I don't know exactly.
Because I think we're in the era.
I know, but
where
the company,
it could happen.
I know,
now.
But the company that originally created that aren't they Canadian?
So? Oh wait, they might be really mad because the Canucks and stuff. Still, they might be a little bruised. Still, let's give it a couple more months.
Well, not so much that, but just
they could have been fans, and they're like, "Fuck this."
I don't know how optioning works when you're dealing with. You know, international companies, if they're not helming it themselves, because they would then need to want to produce the movie.
Canada's pretty much America, right?
The Canadian company, because it was on like 4 kids, right? Which they're Canadian.
Oh God, 4 kids.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
man. Wish I had a popsicle.
Which means that company would first have to have the desire to make reboot.
Oh come on, who wouldn't want to remake that?
Okay, here's the thing: we want it. Okay, if we were to poll people in the neighborhood and ask, would you want to see a reboot?
No, you can't go by this neighborhood. There's a lot of old people in our neighborhood. We're like the youngest people on the block.
This is what I'm saying. We want a reboot movie.
But mostly like, on either side. Isn't a reboot what you do to a computer?
Exactly. Okay, and that's most of America. So while we're dying for one,
I'm
not so much
yearning for one.
And then obviously, you know, to celebrate the reboot of the Thundercats series, the one that's going to be on Cartoon Network.
I know, I saw, I was like, I don't know.
They're kind of drawn a little bit differently.
I don't know. Yeah, I saw it. I was like, what?
Yeah, they're a little more, you know, edgy. Yeah. And, which is always hard when you're dealing with
something. Doesn't edgy just mean darker tones?
No, they're sharper lines, because they're drawn.
Sharper lines and darker tones!
No, they're still the same line.
And Chitara should be wearing orange, not purple! Damn it, she's a cheetah! Cheetahs are naturally orangey-yellow! With spots!
Lots of spots. More dots! Here's the thing. You feel better now?
I'm so worked up. I was like, I don't know if I like. It's like when they had to do the Looney Tunes and make them like superheroes. I was like, fuck no. Who did that? Erase that right now. Erase it. I was like, Bugs Bunny is a superhero. Don't think so unless it's campy. The dark one, remember? They try to make them like superheroes and like Taz and fucking Lola and Please tell me.
I didn't watch that shit.
No, they like did a spread of it like on the news, and I was like, get that off my fucking screen. Show me some bombed like third world countries. I'd rather watch that than this piece on this crappy animation. Oh god! And then when they tried to redo Wonder Woman's outfit.
Okay, look. Here's the thing about.
Well, no, she was in need of a wardrobe upgrade.
She needed a wardrobe change.
Don't get me wrong, but everybody's like, do you guys have a preference?
Look, here's what I'm not excited about: the Wonder Woman series.
They're animated or live action?
Live action. Have you not been paying attention to, like, anything?
I'm not a big Wonder Woman fan.
Here's the thing. I love Wonder Woman. I love Linda Carter as Wonder Woman. That was my shit. That was so empowering for me as a kid.
I have a hard time believing about an invisible jet because...
Don't get stuck on the invisible jet.
She's sitting in it. You can see her in the air.
Dude.
Like, if it cloaked her, that would make some more sense.
But then it would just be some screen. Okay?
Yeah. If you're going to go it, you got to go it. You can't be like, hey, here I am just sitting in air.
Oh, we're gonna do
obviously in my jet that you cannot see. What color was it? She doesn't even know because it's fucking invisible. It could have been a dirty piece of shit and she wouldn't have known.
Here's the thing, all right? You just.
I hope she cleaned it.
You gotta relax.
Oh, I'm right? getting so worked up.
I know you are, but you gotta take a step back, okay? When we're talking about TV, all right? If I just showed you on the screen a video of the sky.
You'd have to hear jet sounds. You'd hear jet sounds.
So if I heard a jet sound.
It's like, hey, there's a jet, but it's invisible. Well, I get it.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Animation. You couldn't hear her jet. Because if you could hear the jet, it wouldn't do it any fucking good point to be invisible.
No point being a stealth jet because you can fucking hear it.
So then we're back to...
Not a stealth jet because you can fucking see her.
No. As the viewer at home, this is where the suspension of disbelief
comes in. Sorry. I don't have it for this. I'm like, bitch, I see you. Bang. Bang, bang. We're done. I'm sorry, and if these bad guys couldn't see, it's like, are you fucking idiots?
She was inside the invisible jet. It's one of those knownest to you, but unknownest to them.
Man, you know, Wonder Woman should have been here an hour ago with our tacos. I've been here for an hour. It's like, bitch, I didn't see you. Well, I didn't get out of it because I was eating the tacos. No, I'm sorry. I could not. That would not work for me.
Anyway, here's the final thing. I'm excited for Spider-Man. I'm excited.
Come on, like Harry Potter in his invisibility cloak. When he turned on, no one saw him. Nobody!
But you would see the ripple of the fucking cloak on the side, and you could see his fucking feet. This is the problem that I had.
If you were looking at his feet.
This is the problem that I had.
I'm sorry, but it wasn't like Harry. You could see Harry Potter just walking down the street like, hey, Harry's right there. And then all of a sudden, oh, nobody sees him but you.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
This is not the sixth sense here.
Dude, sometimes that happens, though, because you see things from Harry's point of view inside the clothes.
But you're Harry at that moment. You're not Wonder Woman in the plane.
Well, so all I'm saying is that maybe it would have made more sense to show from this perspective of Wonder Woman looking out of
the jet. Yes, now that would make more sense to me.
Okay.
But it was a stock thing of her sitting in the air, obviously on something.
Look, people were drinking drugs in the 80s.
Drinking drugs, sniffing drugs, shoving them up their ass. Sorry, somebody's concept was a little askew.
All right. Well, that's why it's getting rebooted. I'm not really interested in it.
But
I still have a bone to pick about fucking Harry Potter because they're in the fucking room trying to be all stealthy and shit, and you can see his fucking feet on the ground. So you're telling me that not one of those fucking long dudes saw and heard his footsteps?
Apparently not.
See, that's some suspension of disbelief I don't have. Fucking see sneakers.
For comedic purposes, it'd be great if one of them had stepped on him. That'd be fun. I just wanted to point that out.
Anyway, I'm digressing. more.
It makes me so angry.
There's nerdy things coming, people. Both on TV as well as in the movie theater, you know. But finally, last piece that I have is I've been watching a shit ton of anime.
I'm glad you have because I've just been so unmotivated. Watching.
Well, I finally finished the story campaign on Call of Duty, and I can't get anybody that I know, looking in your
direction. I do not play the multiplayer part.
So you can play with me. We could just play, you know, us multiplayer.
It doesn't work like that. We'd have to work on a team with people who'd be like, oh, fucking girls, I'm gonna just be my L on your T's. Yeah, I said that.
I was just thinking of running through the campaign, you know, multiplayer.
Can you do that?
I thought you could.
I don't know if you can in this. I can't. Not in this one. I think we can in. I don't. Actually, I don't even think you can in the campaign. Campaign. I don't think is co-op.
We'll have to check. I haven't been able to play a lot of games of late.
If you played zombies, I would play zombies with you.
I would. I might think about it because I started to play it and then
Because I know you like to play that whole you don't play games with me, but you don't play the games that I like to play.
Well, you don't play the games that I like to play.
Well, you know what? Tough titties.
Well, sometimes you gotta compromise.
Yeah. I'm not coming 90 so that you can come 10. We're not hitching this shit. Okay? That's not how this
50
works.
If you go 50.
All right, then.
Okay? I mean, what about assassins? All right?
Does that have multiplayer?
Yes!
Okay, then.
All right?
That's common ground.
You got that. Okay? Yeah. That's an option. Okay?
I got my Fable 2 again.
All right, what about Bulletstorm?
The hot mess still has it, and I think he's angry with me.
Well, I need to fix that.
I need to sneak into his place and
get it. All right, what about Crackdown?
I have that back now, so we can do that too.
Okay. Like, you know, there's...
All right. So there's three. So now we've got common ground. But when you want to play the new stuff, I'm like, the new stuff you want to play is stuff that I've probably already beaten.
Dude, Rock Band. I've had the drum set, you know, put together for like...
I'm so rusty right now. So? It's unfucking believable.
So, you know,
I have to play on medium again. You know how degrading that is?
You know how you got to knock off that rust? You just got to get back up on the horse and ride it.
That, or you just get some... What is it? That EW40 stuff?
You must say WD-40, yeah, which is not rust. That's not what it's for.
Oh,
you should never use it.
Isn't it that to oil stuff up? That
no,
gets
it's
dropped?
To be quick lube so you can move stuff.
Quick lube.
Oh my god. All right. Anyway,
you said it, not me.
Watching anime. Love Crunchyroll. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
She'll say it next week too.
They just released their summer block of things, you know, because Crunchyroll's deal is that they actually are rebroadcasting stuff that's currently playing actually in Japan.
Yes, I know. And you explain that every time you talk about Crunchyroll.
Well, I like to, so that people aren't like, well, okay, well, let me go and see if I can find this at my local store. You're not going to find it at your local store.
No.
That's why I like to say it's currently airing in Japan.
Only.
So people don't email me and be like, hey, I was looking for that series in my blah, 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 and they didn't know what I was talking about. Are you making shit up? And I have to respond, are you calling me a fucking liar? No. So
no, then you say listen to every other episode from like 200 on where I talk about Crunchyroll.
Or I could just say their deal is and explain it. You know, like a good host. Explain my shit and not just assume that you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway.
Whatever.
Digressing.
Whatever.
So they started their summer block of programming, their new stuff. And I always...
That only airs in Japan right now.
I swear to God, I'm going to hit you with a pillow. So, I'm running through the list trying to see if anything, you know, jumps out as something that I want to earmark that I want to start watching. Because the majority of them, their first episodes were going to start airing the 15th of the month.
Mm.
And I said, okay, well, I'll run through. And I was looking at a few of the series, and one of the things that I noticed immediately is that, you know, when you look at an anime series for a season, you typically have a balance of things that are dark, super sugar, and, you know, kind of in the middle ground. So, if I was to put those in series names, you have your Elfin Leads, you have your Shugo Charas,
right.
And then you have your Clannads, and Maria Watches Over Us, and Maria Hollis.
I still haven't even finished.
In the middle.
Right.
Okay?
Got it.
So, I'm looking through, and I realize that balance is not there in the summer series at all. Because as I'm looking through it, I'm like, okay... So, obviously, you have your things that are, like, evergreen, like Bleach. I don't think there's ever going to be an end to Bleach. I really don't. Like, I had to stop watching it again because I'm like, damn it. I'm up to 331. What the fuck? Like, and you still haven't even kissed Rukia yet, you bastard.
Which we all know, in actuality, if this was, like, a real scenario, he would have fucked her before the end of season one.
Dude! All right, so anyway. So, I'm looking...
He would have effed her in Soul Society.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
I mean, come on, that red choker thing and that bounding... Never mind, that's a little different.
So, anyway.
Like, oh, yeah.
So, I'm going through, and there are a couple series that really caught my eye, but as I'm looking at the balance, it's really just either super sugar or wicked dark. And I'm talking like...
I think they're playing the battle of the palate cleanser. It's like, oh my god, this is really too sugary sweet for me. Whoa, that is really real right now. So they're playing off the strong suit.
Dude, on one side, you basically have Sailor Moon. Literally, it's like a ripoff of Sailor Moon. They have a pretty good...
Are there five
good,
of them?
There's two.
Okay.
Okay.
I need to watch this, because if anyone would know Sailor Moon, up and down...
Dude, when we finish this, you're going to watch an episode. You're just going to watch, like, a couple minutes of an episode. All right? So, you have literally a Sailor Moon knockoff. And then on the other side, you have a series that I would say right now is kind of a mix of the Moon Phase series.
I like Moon Phase.
And Korewa Zombie Desuka.
Because, oh god, we got dudes wearing girls' panties again.
No. But basically, the one that I'm going to talk about really quickly is called A Dark Rabbit Has 7 Lives.
It has 2 lives less than a cat.
Right.
But only dark rabbits.
Correct. Okay, now, it was a light novel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It, basically, the way that it starts off is you have this character whose hair is actually a gradient of colors. So
he doesn't...
She.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. We've got a chick with multiple colored hairs, which means conflicting personality. Are we looking at?
Maybe. All right, so...
My moe just triggered. Go ahead.
So, basically what you have is this girl, Satohime, or Saitohime, but the guy ends up just calling her Himeya. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, so anyway, so you have her, and she's got this gradient color of hair, which basically goes from, like, a lightish pink to indigo?
And is she human?
No.
Oh, she just said that.
Well, you don't know that for a little while. Like,
whoa, they don't say, hey, my name is Saitohime, and I'm actually an alien, or a fairy, or...
vampire. In a loose sense.
Nani?
Yeah. So, we meet her, and she seems to be about... let's see, I'm gonna go with 600
years old?
Her body looks 6. That's because we haven't gotten there yet. Again, this is just the beginning. Come on, stick with me now. All right, so she looks 6, and she's got on a pretty little, like, I know your life's going off here. Dude, I told you, it's fucked up.
What is with these young...
Dude,
don't get me wrong.
Stick with me, come on. I gotta get there, because we're not even there yet. The shit hasn't even gotten real.
Okay, I'm trying. Right. I'm trying. All right,
so she's 6, and she's in this jungle gym. All right, and the first things that you hear her say is, Taito, I love you. And then you look over, and then there's this boy who seems to be around the same age and has white hair and red eyes.
Oh my god, he's an albino.
Okay, and
is he fairly light, too?
Then her next thing that she says is, you know, and I have something I'm going to give you, and I promise it won't hurt. And immediately my brain goes, pump the brakes, pump the brakes.
It's like, it's over there, bend over and get it.
They're 6, what the hell?
Hello, Hayao Miyazaki and Ponyo. Anyway,
so
and they were 5.
Yes, but the chick and Ponyo didn't lean in and start sucking on the 6-year-old's neck.
Hey.
So it's at the point that she goes for his neck that you see her little tooth come out. You don't see both, you just see one little tooth. And then...
she might not have mastered both teeth yet.
She bites him, and he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm just infecting you with my poison. I promise, it won't hurt, it won't hurt. But, you know, in order for everything to take hold, you have to say that you love me too. So say it! And then he says it, and then this thing happens in his eyes, and they're all really happy, and they come out of the jungle gym, and then...
too bad it wasn't a moon bounce.
And then...
they do it.
No, Himeya gets stabbed.
Who gets stabbed?
Himeya. Like, with a sword. And then she jumps. And then you don't see anything else. And then it flashes to present day, where you see
how
Taito.
Many years has it been?
Like, 9 years.
And so Taito's, he's 15.
Yeah, and he's in high school. And, you know, there's another girl who's in his school who also kind of sort of has gradient hair, but it's cut short. So you're like, what the fuck? But he's in school, and he's not really, like, you know, cool or, you know...
is he plain and unmotivated?
Yes.
We've had this discussion.
Yeah. So then he's going about his day, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, life has no meaning. I'm just going through
the
motions,
blah. And then
there's
this other guy who treats all females like scum, but every chick wants to bang him. Like, he's literally called... he's like, literally, he'll walk down the hallways.
Like, sup, bitches?
No.
I want you.
No, he'll just walk down the hallway, and all the girls will get out and be like, oh my god, his neck is so hot. And he'll be like, move, scum.
He's gay.
And then they're just like, he's still so amazing. Blah, blah, blah.
He wants Taito's love cookie.
But he's got a girl with him who's also in love with him, and then you realize that they've got some kind of magical powers, and you're like, okay, I still don't catch... I'm not getting the link here. Not getting the link. Then it flashes to Himeya naked, trapped in a block. So, like, her legs are hanging out of the block, but, like, her na-na-na-na-nani is inside the block. But then, like, the tops of her boobs are out of the block, and her head's out of the block, and she's crying, and she's like, Taito, how could you forget me? And then, like, every 5 minutes, like, a lightning bolt comes and strikes her and shocks the shit out of her. And she's pretty much been there for, like, 9 years. You're like, why? Why is she in a block? Why? And she's like, I'll give you 5 more minutes. Just 5 more minutes. And then you see, you know, Taito chilling, walking down the street, and the chick who was the side kick to Hinata, who he also calls scum and lazy. He's trying to walk across the street, but this truck driver has fallen asleep, and he's about to, like, kill her. And so, you know, Taito jumps in front of the truck, pushes her out of the way. The truck decapitates him.
Wait.
I told you shit was getting real. The truck.
Like, wait, do you actually, like, see the head, like...
Yes, you see the head get locked off by the front wheel, and it goes rolling down the street. You see his body down one end, you see his head down the other.
All right.
Okay, and so the little girl, you know, comes up, and she's like, wow, that was amazing. Sorry that you died. And she's talking to the head, and...
A little detached? Ha!
And then you see Taito open his eyes and be like, oh my god, what just happened? Didn't I just die? I thought I died. And he's looking, and she's like, oh, wow, you're immortal. How'd that happen?
Let me put your head next to your body.
So then you look, and his body's, like, all broken to bits and stuff. And then you see, like, these little wheels, like gears and a clock pop up. And all of a sudden, his leg fixes itself, and his arm fixes itself, and his spine fixes itself. And then his
body... We can make you better, faster, stronger.
And then his body stands up and starts looking for his head. And meanwhile, he's still talking to this chick. She's still talking to him. She's like, well, looks like your body's up, so... Check you later, Mr. Immortal Dude. And she runs off, and then he picks up his head and he's running with it. The driver
Why does he just
looks,
put it back on?
If he doesn't realize he can, and then he like looks at his head and his head jumps back on and it reattaches itself. And he's walking, he's like, okay, so that was kind of fucking weird. I don't understand what happened there. And then he starts remembering Himeya, and when he finally remembers and says her name,
the block.
She gets freed from the block. She's still naked, but she's still six, and she's like, oh my god.
So the block, was the block, like, growing to conceal her?
No,
it
wasn't growing. It was just there. She was just in it. She was stuck in it. She was basically being tortured. But because he remembered and said her name, she got free, and she's like, okay, so now I'm getting some of my power back. And she looks, she's like, oh, I have to get ready because, you know, Taito will be here soon, so I gotta, oh, it's been, like, 9 years, so first of all, I need to grow. So she goes from being, you know, like, six, and she's able to magically transform her body so that she looks to be about 15.
I think every woman in her...
And then she puts on an outfit, and so, you know, Taito's running to the same park where they met. He's like, I don't know why I'm here. I expect her to just be sitting here waiting for me. And then she comes from around the jungle gym, and she's, like, crying. He's like, I love you. I miss you. I promise I'll protect you. And they're, like, getting ready to kiss. And then all of a sudden, big sword goes right through Himeya and, you know, smash.
Wait, all
right,
who's got the sword?
And I'm just like... What the fuck is going on? And then she looks, she's like, Taito! This guy's here. And that's the end of the first episode. I'm like,
Who's got the sword? Does this sword just magically fly through the air and stab her?
I was like, what the fuck is going on here? So, I haven't really made up my mind yet about this
6-year old infecting 6-year olds.
Vampire. Magical, mystical vampires. You know, because they're not magical enough.
Infecting dudes.
Giving dudes powers.
Should have left him a pamphlet on, in case something happens to you, this will happen afterwards.
And then the only other thing that I've been checking out is a series called R15. I've only seen one episode, but the basic concept of it is that there's this school for superbly gifted children, like geniuses, and they take in, you know, like a genius from every field. And the lead...
They get an otaku genius?
No, they get a hentai genius. Like, his thing is he writes amazing pornos. And that's how he got into the school.
Oh,
so he'll
so
be
cool.
doing stuff with different girls, and then he immediately get, like, a bolt as if they were a muse, and he can't control it. He just has to start writing, so even if it's just a stick and he's, like, etching it into the ground, he immediately has to write, like...
Right.
...something. And, it's usually very interesting. Like, the first episode started, and there's, like, this little girl who's, like, bent over the window, and it's being described as, you know, a tiger wanting to hide itself in the bush, and she's bent over, and they have, like, you know, the little blurry, you know, circle, but obviously it's a teacher-student thing that's going on. She's very young, and then you see her go, and then it flashes, and then you realize that, okay, well, at least that's not what I'm watching, because at first I was like, I thought this was supposed to be about school and
said,
kids.
I said, what?
And not, like, you know, schooling kids.
I'll school kids on
and then
the
you
art
see
of
this
love.
Guy, and he's writing, and so every girl at the school like hates it when he looks at them and things like that because
eventually he might yeah, trigger and then
yeah, exactly.
get inspired by them.
Like no females at the school like him whatsoever, and his best friend is a guy and he's the mathematics wizard and takes everything he says wrong and like sexual, and then you know like does the whole blushy thing like, no, I don't do things like that, and I don't even know why you even asked me to do things like that. It's so weird because I'm a boy and you're a boy, and oh my god, and like totally gets blushy and stuff like that, and you're just like, okay, so obviously you want him.
Favorite number is 8. It's really sexy,
like the person who chairs the writing of the newspaper who's commissioned him to write these stories, who's also the leader of the student council, basically has a dominatrix fetish.
Nice.
A bondage one.
So nice. Like when he doesn't, double nice.
So when he doesn't deliver his article on time,
like... Don't, you don't... Know,
yeah, I know.
Nope,
yeah,
nope, no, nope, don't... Nope, that's all you...
No, no, listen,
no,
she ties him with a rope and she binds him to the ceiling, and like you see all these knots and stuff, and he's in clothes, and she's got her back to him. Stop. And then she just goes like this, and she flicks the rope, and then you just hear him in the corner going, ah, and I'm just like, what the fuck am I watching? So,
And that was R15?
Yeah. So as far as our what the fuck segment, if we're gonna do it, I just, like, contributed mine. So that's...
I think I want to watch this.
So that's...
I need your Crunchyroll password.
So, I'm
wait, looking... Wait, so she's a dominatrix master? Like, is that where her genius is?
I don't know. This is all in the first episode. So, I don't know exactly what her genius is, but... I don't know if it's her genius or just her hobby, but,
hobbies can be a form of genius.
It could, absolutely. So, SDCC, a rabbit has 7 lives, which I hope will explain itself a little bit better in some additional episodes really soon, and R15.
I'm watching R15. That's happening now.
So, that's my stuff. What do you have?
Do we even have time? Because I think, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just, you know, I'm a little fried here.
I caught you a little bit off guard with that last one.
Yeah.
I told you, like, this particular season... I don't know what's going on in Japan. I guess they're trying to get, like, all the nasty stuff out before, you know, the
band. Not even that. I mean, you can't even go off of that because, I mean, I think if you look at television and whatnot, you'll get a different type of series that will hit during a summer period. Same thing with movies. Certain movies are always coming out during the summer as opposed to, you know, you don't get a lot of in-depth, like, Babel. Or is it Babel? I think it's Babel and your Hurt Lockers in the summer. Those are movies that tend to come out, you know, in the fall.
Right, so they can be closer to Oscar season.
But I'm just saying, you know, I don't know too many Oscar winners that, you know, came out during summer blockbusters. So, I mean, you get different types of genres that are more prevalent in seasons.
Right.
So the same thing would apply to, you know, TV series and stuff like that, too. So I'm sure that's probably the stake that's going on.
Right, but we're not talking about movies versus TV. We're talking about TV versus TV and season over season.
Right.
And typically...
No offense, but hot, you know, summer is kind of hot. You're not wearing a lot of clothes. I push a lot of black, dark sexiness and overly sugary sexiness stuff in the summer. As opposed to the winter or...
That way, that makes sense.
It does. It's lighter. There's, you know,
it just surprised me, is all I'm saying.
So, I mean, I could see the correlation, though. I can see that a lot better. But the only thing that I really have to contribute, because you've really kind of blown my mind a little
child
bit. I did have some... I finally cracked open my Child of Eden. I got it for Christmas.
Didn't get it for Christmas.
I mean, I got it for my birthday. My birthday is another form of Christmas, because I get presents.
The fuck? Christmas in July.
Panda's Christmas in July. And KBD went and got it for me for my birthday.
Yeah.
Because I was dying to get it, but then I got fired, so I was like, I need to pay bills first. But I did get it anyway, and it took me a while to crack it open, because I was like, I was a little depressed, which makes some sense, you know, got fired and stuff like that. But when I finally picked myself up, I'm like, I want to be active, so I'm going to play Child of Eden. So I brought it over to my GTG's house, Hot Mess. You guys have, you know, heard us talk about him before. And we played it over there. And I had him play it first so I could kind of get an idea of how the controls work so I didn't look like a complete idiot when I jumped on it. you know, kind of, you know, psyching, you know, evaluating stuff first. And it seemed pretty simple. And, you know, then I jumped in front of it because it's better with Kinect, but you can play it with a controller. Just want to stress that because there are some Kinect games that are solely for the Kinect mm-hmm. that you can't play them off of a controller, but this was just better with Kinect, so you do have the option to play with a controller. I haven't done that yet. I did play with the Kinect sensor, and I don't know what they mean by better since I don't have a full comparison for it yet, but I thought that it felt a little weird on the Kinect for me. So pretty much in this story, they don't even really explain exactly who you are, but they do explain that, you know, there's humans that are living in space, and finally, like, I think in like 2039, the first human was born in space, mm-hmm. and her name was Lumi, and she's got these abilities or whatnot, she manifests all this purity, this entity of, you know, non-corruption. And apparently she goes near this mud puddle and brings about corruption in, like, space and whatnot. And it's your job to restore Eden, which is, like, the space that she's in, and save her, because she's now been kind of contaminated and all the areas around her have now been infested and contaminated. So you pretty much have to... Save the universe, save her, and get rid of all the corrupted, impure entities.
Okay.
So, they tell you that. And then they pretty much just jump you in. And pretty much the first thing you have to do is you pretty much save her. You save her. And you know, your hands, each one has a different type of ability. You have your tracker, on your right hand, and it's blue. And that's probably your most powerful gun. And you pretty much hold your hand up to that. And if there's stuff on the screen, you can link so many things to your gun. And by flicking your hand down, you could hit multiple enemies.
Right.
And then your other hand, which is purple, I think that might actually be called tracker, actually, because I don't remember what this one's called. But the tracker are single shots in purple. And there are certain animals or certain corrupted entities that are completely purple, which means you can really only take them out with your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's so much going on. A lot of people look at the imagery like, a game called Rez.
Yeah. Like, just like a little bit.
Like, you know what I mean? I didn't play Rez, so I...
What?
I didn't play Rez. I didn't.
Oh, you just hurt me.
I'm sorry.
But you just hurt me right here.
Did I ever watch you play it? Maybe.
No.
So I've never played it.
Meduale.
I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna lie to our audience. I didn't lie. I never said that I played it. I'm actually admitting that I didn't play it. So I mean, I don't know where the comparisons are, but every time I talk about it, people are like, it's like Rez, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'll take your word for it since I never actually played it. And I didn't play it, so I can't...
We'll fix that.
Okay, I will fix that.
Good.
But, I mean, there's just so much action going on, and these entities are, you know, materializing in so many different places on the screen. I did feel like maybe my Kinect might not have been tracking me fast enough in terms of my hand motions, which made it, you know, kind of hard for me to really aim. You know, and God forbid you move your hand way too fast, and the camera will move with your hands. So if you move your hand way too fast, your camera's looking one place and you're getting hit by another place.
Oh,
so,
yes. That would piss me off.
So the tracking, you know, the motion tracking for it seemed a little slow for me. But then again, I was also playing off of, you know, GTG's Kinect at his house, which he actually sits a little bit closer. So I'm like, you need a lot more space. So I think maybe if you sit further back, it might have a better mm-hmm. Tracking of your motion. I really liked the movie, the sounds, the song, the soundtrack and mm-hmm. stuff. The audio really keeps you in tune to what's going on. You're like, man, all this stuff's going on. I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking for. I felt like a lot of the directions during the tutorial part of this game were not particularly clear enough for me. Because they're just like, oh, here's a bit of knowledge. This is your health bar. Okay. I'm like, I get that. I figured that. It's like, you know, with your tracker, at one point you get this, like, purple circle that will happen on your screen. And I thought you have to follow the circle to do something really special, and I kept trying to do that. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. And they don't explain it in the tutorial. So I think it might be something special, like a special ability that you'll learn later. But I'm like, why would you show me a place where I could do it if I can't do it yet?
Right.
You know, like, well, during a tutorial, they tend to show you all the basic functions that you get right off the bat. and this looked like something that would come later on. And I'm like, okay, why would you show that prompt to me if it's not something I can do?
Right.
You know, because every time it showed up, I was like, oh my God, I'm thinking I could do something. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm an idiot. And I'm like, good thing no one's watching. Just, you know, and it was a little bit confusing, but I was like, I want to figure it out. Like, it's not necessarily like a Demon Souls where I'm like, I know that I'm just going to fuck up and get mad and want to complete it. I want to complete it for the sake that everything's really pretty. And I want to save Eden. And I want Lumi to be proud of me because I figured everything out. But I did talk to some people who did play it. And apparently some people also had the same kind of issue with the motion and Kinect. And were like, you will get so much further with your controller as opposed to your hands. So maybe they should have said better with controller and not better with Kinect, but they want to sell Kinect, so that's why they're going to do it that way. But it's definitely a palate cleanser from any game that I already have. I mean, granted, the only two games I have for my Kinect right now are Child of Eden and Dance Central. So, I mean, I definitely want to branch out and get a really, you know, inclusive library for my Kinect, but I do like the option that they are giving you games that can be played
on Kinect.
Yeah. Our Kinect. And, but I'm looking forward to having an exclusive, you know, an inclusive library that will give you an option to play something with Kinect or without Kinect. You know, because I think that's why they repurposed Child of Eden and said it's better with it, but you can play it with this. Because I'm sure they were expecting that a lot of people were not going to grab the gist of this game.
I think that, you know, for your exercise things and your dance things, that it obviously is better with Kinect. Okay.
Well, duh.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, for me, I would much rather play Dance Central than Dance Dance Revolution.
I could never get into dance. And the funny thing is we took jazz and tap, so you'd think that we would get that.
I just don't enjoy it.
I love tap.
No, Dance Dance. Okay, I get it, I just don't enjoy it. But I enjoy Dance Central.
Yeah. Well,
you know, so I think that, you know, for those games, obviously it makes sense to say better with Kinect.
Well, no. Dance Central is Kinect compatible. Like, it's Kinect. It's a Kinect game.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. I think that for games like that, it's better to say Kinect only, better with Kinect, blah, blah, blah. Because there are going to be some...
No, but you wouldn't say better with Kinect, because that would just say, all right, it's best with Kinect, but you can...
I'm not saying specifically Dance Central. I'm saying games like it that are going to come out in the future can have the banner of best with Kinect, only Kinect, better with Kinect.
I'd say only with Kinect for that, because that's a motion capture.
I'm not specifically talking about Dance Central.
I know! What I'm saying is games like that, like Dance Central, you couldn't play with a controller, so those ones would have to be labeled Kinect.
I'm not saying that games, you know, that Dance Central should be labeled better with Kinect.
No.
Because you can only play it with Kinect. But there are going to be motion games that come out in the future that have a rhythm component that are not going to be just
motion. You don't have
to
smack your window. Your window didn't do anything.
You're not seeming to follow my statement.
I guess not.
So
we can agree to disagree right now.
Okay. So you're going to have motion and music-based games that are going to come out in the future that will probably have, like Child of Eden, a motion component and a non-motion component. And it's okay to label those better with Kinect.
Even though I don't
or best with Kinect as a marketing ploy to sell Kinect, even though those who are mid-level gamers or better are going to say the opposite, that it's better with a controller if you actually want to get a high score and complete the game. See, I was trying to get a whole point across and you just wouldn't actually let me get there.
Bulldozed it.
Yeah, just couldn't quite get to the actual point.
Yep.
Okay? Because, yes, things like your sports activity games, like, and your workout stuff, are only with Kinect. Because they are full motion pieces. I get that. Those ones have to say, works with Kinect. Because it only works with Kinect. See, I get that. I'm with you. I agree. But I think that you're going to see, very much like on the PSN, where you had games at first only worked with 6-axis, and then people went, there's all kinds of problems with 6-axis. It doesn't do this, it doesn't do that, it fucked up this, it fucked up that. that they had to go back and re-engineer some of the games and make it so that you could work and use it with 6 access or not. I mean, how quickly did Sony say, yeah, we can't put a gyro in the thing because of 6 access? And then people went, yeah, well, 6 access suck. And they went, well, actually, here's the thing. We can't put the Rumble back in. We're gonna do that. And we're gonna fix those games so that they're not just 6 access only. Okay, that's one of the biggest problems that I have with Heavenly Sword.
Right. I know you had a problem with that game. You've talked
about it. Anybody who played Twing Twang will tell you. They fucking hated that.
Please don't tell me that's her name.
No, it's a game that you have to play.
It's a game that you play in Heavenly Sword?
Yes.
Twing Twang. Twing Twang. Twing Twang. Twing Twang. Twing Twang. Twang.
It's not what you think. Okay. But it makes it a whole lot more difficult with 6 access enabled to do it than with it not. You know, because the tracking system just, it wasn't there. I'm sure that it's probably better now with Move, but Move didn't exist when 6 access did. So I think that you're going to see it's going to be the balance for those who want and those who don't. Okay, anybody who is a scoremonger or achievement, you know,
whore,
I was going to say
enthusiast?
Yes. Will more than likely first play through any game without that, you know, I'm going to call it augmented reality feature turned on, so they can get their achievement, they can get through the game, they can have that experience, and then go back and play with it on. It's the way that I typically approach all this stuff now. You know, I play most games with the Rumble feature off, especially if there's any kind of thriller piece to it, because I don't like the shock of my controller, like, shaking out of nowhere. So I will usually turn that off for my first playthrough, and then I will turn it on when I run through it again. Like Call of Duty, my first playthrough, I always turn Rumble off because I don't like the feeling of the controller shaking when I know that I'm dying.
Like, no, I'm dying. I can feel it.
I don't like that when I'm running through the first
time. Oh, I love that.
My second playthrough, I will turn it on.
Okay.
Because then
you're like, now I kind of know.
Exactly. I know where this is going to happen. I know where this is going to pick up, and it's not going to affect my decision-making.
Right.
You know, so I think that it just comes down to the type of gamer you are, whether or not it's in a mechanic that's going to appeal to you or not. But it's got to be a mechanic that, you know, people are blatantly saying, because it is going to be important. You know, for a lot of people, it's important to know whether or not a game has a Move component or not, especially if they've spent the money for the actual hardware. Just like you want to know if a game that you're picking up has a Kinect component or not. You know, I think that Netflix is now better on the Xbox, as far as an experience goes, having the Kinect component to it turned on, as opposed to, you know, the controller piece of it.
Remember, like, search, it's like, best recommended for me. Yes. I think we finally have entered into that part of the technology that I think we all have been waiting for.
Well,
anyway.
It's getting closer.
Yeah. We are on the precipice of change. Anyway.
But actually, what we're on the precipice of...
technology revolution?
No. It's reminding people that they need to visit us on our website to get more stuff like this.
Anyway, I didn't say what I thought about the... Anyway, really fast. So Child of Eden, get it. I did like it. It's refreshing. Get it. Play it with a controller. I think is better.
Brain fart, McFarty pants?
I struggled with the Kinect aspect, but I'm planning to surpass my inadequacies.
I'm not saying shit. Go ahead, do your thing.
And I'm going to play with the controller and probably rock, so get it.
Y'all set?
Yeah.
You good? Is that all? Because you made it sound like you had this, like, earth-shattering thing you needed to get off your chest. And it boiled down to... yeah, I played it. Better with the controller. Get it.
That's really what
you wanted to boil it down to.
That's
not what happened.
That's the cliff note. That's the panda notes.
Obviously.
Yeah, because I went to go main to go narrow it down, and then I blew it back up and re-narrowed it down. That is exactly the panda technique
that
got me through college.
That is panda style.
It should be. It should be like an MLA or Chicago style. Panda style. That is... completely wag the dog. Your professor will never know what hit them.
Oh, my God. All right. So, as I said, if you want to learn more, you got to hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.co. That is ESH.co. The short address will bounce into the long one. You can check out the articles that are written within in the week. Yeah, I can speak. If you have any comments or questions, that goes to mailbag@landavesh.com. We are available on iTunes for free. Subscribe and leave a comment or review, please.
That was like a really angry please. That's what you get. Now you just sit and think about what you just did. And while she's doing that, you go to your iTunes application and hit up the music store and look for Electric Sisterhood. And as soon as it pops up, you want to click that little subscribe button there, because that ensures that you get every episode of our podcast the moment that we put it out for consumption upon the interwebs. And trust me, you want it the moment that it's popping fresh, because that's, you know, when it's you know, most, I was going to say ripe, but I'm not going to say
you
that.
You said ripe.
I did say ripe.
Mm.
Which is not to be confused with rape. You can
rape,
also,
ripe. Ripe, ripe.
No. Bad panda. You can also subscribe to our podcast in the Zune Marketplace, so you can grab it on your Xbox, you can grab it on your Windows phone by searching the Marketplace for Electric Sisterhood and hitting the subscribe button there. If you don't want to do that, as far as getting those podcasts the moment that they're available,
you can plug them into any RSS.
That's what you get. You're sitting there playing around making monkey faces. You're not ready for your cue.
You can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But if you're looking for us, you should look for the other shows that fly underneath our Esh banner.
That's right. We're not the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh. While our episodes go out brand spanking new on Mondays, on Tuesdays, you can follow that up with an episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, hosted by King Baby Duck and his merry bunch of bastards, and the occasional wench or two, where they talk about video games and pop culture and music and TV.
And men stuff like grunting and barbecuing and sports.
I wouldn't say that barbecuing is necessarily a man thing. And I wouldn't say sports.
It was traditionally a man thing.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Because it was
just
like
because
the,
you don't follow football. Doesn't
I follow some football.
Yeah, you follow Heinz Ward on Dancing on the Stars.
With Super Bowl, when it's the Patriots, I follow that. I finally know what penetration means in football terms. That took me a little bit. I was like, what are they talking? Oh, I get it. I learned something new about football every year, and then it was penetration.
Okay.
It was.
So, on Wednesday, you can follow that up with an episode of the Geek Aggro podcast hosted by Deuces Wild. And then Lord knows what else we're going to have throughout the week. Who knows? I don't. Well, maybe I do. But
you kind of do, but...
I kind of do, but I don't, but I will, maybe, so there's that. Anyway, you can also interact with us on our Facebook page, which you can find at facebook.com/landofesh. You can ask us questions. We peek in there every week to see what's going on. If there's something you have a question about or think that you would like to suggest to us to take a look at, to review, or talk about that you're interested in, just pop on over on the page and let us know. We'll take a look at it, and who knows, it could be the focus of a future podcast episode.
Which you'll obviously get props for.
Obviously.
We say, what?
There's our magazine, which you can go ahead and buy right now, currently. Just visit landofesh.com. And click on the magazine button right there. There's a link to buy the current episode. I'm still going to say
it's not an episode. It's the next issue.
It is. You can buy an issue
of
our magazine. Or you can buy a subscription to our magazine. You know, either or, we're pretty happy with.
Yeah, I know, dude. Just get on it.
And check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it. You can buy previous issues as well.
It's got pretty pictures.
All the stuff that we Twitter about. And I highly recommend that you follow everyone who makes up the Land of Esh. To find them all, just go to twitter.com/ninjasister and check out the Land of Esh list. That's everyone, from contributors to the magazine to people who have hosted on the podcast. And we haven't
had a visitor in some time now.
It's only been a couple of weeks. Nino was on.
Oh.
Don't try to play this on the middle of the night. We haven't had a gentleman call in the longest time.
I didn't say that.
It's been like a couple of weeks.
We haven't had a feminine caller in such a long time.
No, we haven't. So anyway... but we do have some...
What's up, ladies?
How you doing? We do have some guest hosts. I know I went there. We do have, you know, some, at least one confirmed for August, which will be cool. And is not a female, but maybe we'll have a femal. I'm not telling you right now, it's gonna be a surprise. But okay, hootie McCootie pants. So that's all the business. The Twitters, we're on it. The Facebooks, we're on it. The web, we're on it. Just, you know, interact with us. It'll end up on a podcast episode at some point in time. So, shit you dig, Panda, for this week.
My shit that I dig this week is actually kind of shout out before the storm, the calm before the storm. I know I talk about these guys a lot, but the RP Grinders are celebrating their 150th episode.
Sweet!
Coming. So, since I'm kind of the fourth chair over there.
There's no kinda about it.
Okay, I'm the fourth chair over there now.
Yeah, thanks for informing me about that, beforehand. That was pretty awesome of you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But,
I have to find out that Pandalicious is actually hosting, co-hosting additional podcasts.
I don't really I'm just color commentary.
Yeah, you're so full of shit.
I am not the host. I just sit in the back and say funny things. I'm like a minor co-host. Like, I'm a sub-mini boss.
No, you're not. You're so full of shit.
I am.
You need to do your shit. You do.
Anyway, so their 150th episode
shout out to the RPG crew!
Is going off on this Friday at about 6:30. Some really awesome stuff is going to be happening on that show. You can listen to them over on All Games Live on this Friday. I obviously will be there.
Because you're co-hosting.
I'm a sub-mini-boss of RP Grinders. And you should definitely go and take a listen to them. Obviously, if I've decided to crash their show, it must
crashing their show. You're on it because you're a co-host.
If I'm on the show, it must kind of be good because I don't offer myself often. That sounds really bad.
You fucking finished.
Anyway, they're awesome. Go and listen to them. They're on All Games on Friday. What do you dig?
I actually dig Bobby Blackwell.
I dig him too.
Well, no, you already did yours, so shut up. It's my turn. So I actually have to send my shit I dig out to Bobby Blackwolf. And by the way, B-Wolf, I'm completely happy. But Bobby Blackwolf celebrating an anniversary. 6 effing years. Now, by the time you guys hear this, you would have already celebrated it. But I'm going to give the man an additional big ups because, one, Bobby is amazing. He's a fantastic person. Like, in, like, the real world.
I know, he snuggles really nice, too.
He is definitely a great snuggle buddy.
And
here's the thing about Bobby Blackwolf. It's kind of the truth. But B-Wolf is the truth.
I know. He schooled the RP guys on Netflix.
He is the truth. And you know what? Does it with a smile. So, big ups to Bobby Blackwolf. He is, in fact, the shit that I did this week. So, as always, I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
And we are out of here until next time.
Peace!